Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
The Anchor Holds, that is our nugget series this week. We are in Thursday here. We're looking at the abiding in the vine from John chapter 15. We'll begin reading now in verse 5. The Bible says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask, and what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. You know, here in the Gospel of John, Jesus uses this analogy of a vine and its branches to teach us about the importance of abiding in Him. And He says, I am the vine and you're the branches. And if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do absolutely nothing, He says. And so, as a branch draws its life and nourishment and substance from the vine, so are we called to remain connected to Jesus, who, by the way, is our source of life and strength. Friend, when we abide in Him, when we stay close to Him in prayer and in worship and obedience and in love, we bear the fruit that glorifies God and it blesses others. You know, the key to bearing fruit, to living a life of purpose and significance, it is found in our intimate and ongoing relationship with Jesus. It's not by our own efforts and abilities that we can accomplish anything of lasting value, but it's by the power of Christ working through us as we abide in Him. And so as we meditate today on these verses, let us reflect on the state of our connection to the true vine, who is Jesus. And as we're abiding in Him daily, seeking His guidance, His wisdom, and His presence in all that we do, or are we just trying to navigate through life in our own strength apart from the source of life, Himself? You know, just as a branch cannot bear fruit unless it remains attached to the vine, we too can do nothing of eternal significance apart from our union with Christ. And so let's go and let's cultivate a lifestyle of abiding in Him, of surrendering to His will, and seeking to bear fruit that reflects His love, His grace, and His glory. And as we remain in Him, and as we allow His words to dwell in us richly, as we walk in obedience to His commands, friend, I believe we will experience the abundance of life that He promises. Our lives will bear fruit that testifies to the transformative power of living, active, and abiding relationship only with Him. And so may we be like the branches, firmly attached to the vine, drawing our strength, drawing our substance, and our purpose from the One who is the true source of all life. Let's abide in Him, and I believe we will bear much fruit. And let's praise His name in the advancement of His kingdom.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.